Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Samach Zayin.
The Gemara in Tainis Daftes, a well-known Gemara, which is really a Gemara from this week's Parsha, brings a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shloisha Parnosim Tevim Amdu LiYisrael. There were three providers for Klal Yisrael in the 40 years that they were in the desert. Elohein, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam. The three siblings, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, v'gimel matanis teves nitnu al yadam. And there were three gifts that were given on the schus, the merit of these three people, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'elohein, the Be'er, the Onan, and the Mun. Be'er was b'schus Miriam. The Amidon was b'schus Aaron, the clouds that followed them, the clouds that protected them throughout the desert, which showed them where to go. And the Mun was b'schus Moshe. The Mun that provided them with food for 40 years in the desert was in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mesa Miriam, when Miriam died, Nestalik HaBe'er, the Be'er, the rock that continuously gave them water and provided them with water in the desert, ceased. Shnema Vatomas Shemiriam, we have in the parsha this week, Vatomas Shemiriam, she died. Uksib Basre, right after that it says, there was no more water to drink because it was an account of her that they had the water in the first place. And then the Gemara says, it returned B'schus Shneim, B'schus Moshe and Aaron. You needed both of their schuyos to account for the continuation of the Be'er. And Rashi cites Psukim for that. Mace Aaron, we find in this week's parsha, in Rish Chodesh Av, Aaron HaKohen died, Nistalku Anani HaKoved, and then the Anani HaKoved, these clouds, they stopped to accompany Klal Yisrael. And then, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, then none of these gifts continued for Klal Yisrael anymore. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. The difference, though, between the Be'er, the Onan, and the Mun, is that while the Mun and the Anani HaKoved, we know, discontinued, and are not found anymore, the High Alma, they're not found in this world anymore, the Be'er Shemiliam is still here. How do we know it's still here? So first of all, Rashi in the Parsha, based on a Medrash, tells us this in Perikof Aleph, Pasik Chof. And the end of the Shira Sabe'er, where it starts in Pasik Yitzayin, Az Yashir Yisrael As Hashira Hazois. The end of that Shira is V'nishkof Al Pnei HaYishimayin, Rashi says, V'nishkof HaBe'er Al Pnei HaYishimayin, Shenignizah B'yamashel Tveria. That the Be'er, this wellspring which provided water throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, ended up somewhere in the Yamei Tveria, in the Mei Tveria. And there's a Maaser, Reb Chaim Vital, writes about himself that when he went to learn with his Rebbe, the Arizal, and he said he was about to teach me this Chochma, the Chochma Sasoid, so he first took me in a boat and we went out in Tveria, we went out into the water, and at one point he said, stop, and he took a jug, and he filled up some water, and he said, he told me I should drink it, and after I drank this, he says, oh, now you're ready to learn Chochma Sasoid, because I just gave you water from the Be'er Shemiriam. Fine, that's the Arizal. But the Rama, you know, brings in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the end of the day of Shabbos, and as the Hilchos of Matzei Shabbos, and the end of Simon Reish Tzadi Tes, he brings a minug. Yesh Eimrim Lidlais Mayim B'chol Matzei Shabbos, that you should go to the well, any well, and draw water on Matzei Shabbos, ki be'eris shemilyam seivev kol Matzei Shabbos, kol ha-be'eris. That this be'er of Miriam, the well, the wellspring of Miriam, goes around every Matzei Shabbos to all of the Be'eres, so Misha Pegeabai, and someone who meets up with the Be'er Shemiliam, means he times it right and gets from the Be'er Shemiliam, it will be Misrape Mikol Tachaluv. He'll be healed. The Rambam said, Le Reisi Le Minig, I didn't see anybody actually doing this Minig, but there is a Minig brought down. So the question is, aside from the nice story and an interesting minig that the Ramah says, why is it like that? Why is it that the Be'er Shel Miriam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so fit that has to remain? It has to be hidden, but it has to be in this world. Why does that have to stay? The man was taken away, never to come back again. And the Anani HaKavod, it was not needed anymore, so it's not around. What do we need from the Be'er Shel Miriam that it still remains with us in this world? So really a question that we have to ask is, what schus did Miriam have that the Be'er came on her merit? The Gemara says that each one had a schus. Moshe Rabbeinu's schus provided us with man and iron with the Anonim. And Miriam was b'schusa, came the Be'er. What schus was that? So we find two different reasons, which seem conflicting reasons, but we'll see they have to obviously be the same. One of them is in a medrash in this week's parsha, and the other is Rabbeinu Bachai in this week's parsha. He gives his own reason, which seemingly has no makar for it. And the footnotes in the Rabbeinu Bachia, Mesed Rav Kook says he didn't find any makar in Chazal for what Rabbeinu Bachia says. The medrash says, and this is the lashon of the medrash: "Va'be'er b'schus Miriam, she'amra shira al hamayim." On account that she's saying shira on the Yam, by the Yamsva Kriyas Yamsa Shanema, Vatan Lehem Miriam Shiru Lashem. We see that after the Bnei Yisrael, after Moshe Rabbeinu sang Shiru B'Klal Yisrael, after the Yamsuf, Miriam took all the women aside and they sang their own Shira. Shiru Lashem Ki Gai Gar. And Uva May Be'er, in our parsha it says by the Yeshira of the Be'er, Oz Yashi Yisrael, Asa Shira Azais. So you see, Be'er is connected with Shira. Shira is connected with the Be'er, with Mayim, and you find that Miriam sang Shira by the Yamsuf as well. So the Medrash is saying, what schus did she have? The schus of Shira. The schus that she sang and praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim that he did, that was her schus, and account of that, she was zeichet to be the provider of the Be'er for 40 years in the desert. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu also said Shira. So why wasn't it good enough for him to even be the initiator of the Be'er? Not only the man they say is b'schus of the Torah. He was mekabel Torah and taught Torah, and man is the man was only given la'ichlei to mekabel Torah. So why wasn't it enough for that? It's good kasha. Rabbeinu Bachya says that what was the schus that Miriam had? Because there's a pasuk in the beginning of Shemais, right after Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and he was put into the water. Miriam stood and watched him. The pasuk says, "Vateisatza v'achoyisei merochoik l'dei yomai yosalai." And his sister stood from afar, from a distance, and l'das mei yosalai, to know what's going to be with him. That's the schus. So we have the medrash that says the schus is because she sang Shira by the Yamsuf. And Rabbeinu Bachya says it's because she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do we coincide these two reasons? How do we connect them? So the truth is, this schus of a taisatza v'achayse meirochay, what is it? Just the fact that she waited. Do we understand it very simple? She waited, she did this chesed of waiting for her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore she was zeichet to this. If that's the case, she already was paid up for that. Rashi in the Parsha Ba'aleisko, based on the Gemara in Saita, Yud Aleph tells us that by an account that she waited sha'achas for whatever time it was at the Yam. So Klal Yisrael waited for 7 days when she had to be outside of the camp on account of Lashon Hara. So she was already paid back for that. She got her schar for that. She can't be paid a second time. So it's obviously it's not the pshat that what Rabbeinu Bachai is saying is that v'teisatza v'achayse meirochay is not that she just waited. So we look in the Gemara in Saita. Gemara in Saita, which is on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, starts in Yud Beis Amud Beis. It says, v'tikach Miriam anavi achayse aharon. the Miriam Hanavia, who's the sister of Aaron, took the supim and the chaylis, took instruments. And the Gemara asks, Achais Aaron v'le Achais Moshe? Why do we call her? She's the sister of Aaron. She's also the sister of Moshe. So what do we leave out Moshe Rabbeinu over here? Tikach Miriam Achais Aaron. Achais Aaron v'le Achais Moshe, says the Gemara. Amrav Amram Amarav. V'avril Amram Nachman Amarav Malamed. Shehoisim Isnaba Kishi Achais Aaron. In other words, that she had a nevuah prior to being Moshe Rabbeinu's sister, or prior to having a brother Moshe Rabbeinu, because she was all of 5 years old, the Marsha says, she had a nevuah. What was the nevuah? And she said, I see the imi shetelet ben shemishi es Yisrael, that my mother is going to have a son, which will be the savior of Klal Yisrael. So Achais Aaron, because she had this nevuah while she was only Achais Aaron and not Achais Moshe yet. Fine. Says the Gemara, V'kivin shenaylod Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, nismale kol abayis kula oir. The whole house was filled with light from this child. Omar Avia comes along her father, Amram, v'noshka al reisha, and gives her a kiss on the head. Omar lo, and says, Biti, niskayim anevuah seich. I see your nevuah, that you said that we're going to have a child who's going to be the Moshe Yisrael. I see it has been fulfilled. Look at this child, it's bringing light into the world. V'kivishetilu aliyar, 3 months later, they had to get rid of him. They had to go put him in the water because the Mitzriim are coming to check. 3 months later, he's put into the yar. Omar avia v'tofchal reisha. Her father comes back and smacks her on the head. Omar la says, Biti, my daughter, heichin nevuasech. Now what's going to be with your nevuah? The Hainu Dechsiv, the Gemara concludes, that's Ripshadev, Atesatzav, Achoisem, Erochoik, Ledea, Maya Yosoloi. Lay that to know, Maya Ebesef, Nevuah. So, what's going to be with her Nevuah? That's what the Gemara says. What's the Pshad in the Gemara here? The Gemara is saying, they're not Atesatzav, Achoisem, Erochoik, Shtam, she just sat over there and watched, and what's going to be like, ooh, I'm going to watch the show, we'll see what's going to happen, what's going to be the end. Like the Gemara is telling us that even Amram, who was the Gadol Hador, when he saw this happening, that his 3-month-old baby has to be wrapped up in some little makeshift cradle and then put onto the yam, which according to says is the according to the one opinion of the Gemara in Saita, it was the Yam Suf, because it says Vatosim Basuf. It was actually the Yam Suf. So you're talking about not a small little lake. A man-made lake. You're talking about the Yam Suf. It's a whole sea. One wave comes and wash away. That's the end of Moshe Rabbeinu, the little baby in the cradle. They had no idea what's going to happen. One pasuk later, we read all of a sudden, yes, Basya Baspare comes out, happens to be toveling in the river, and she comes and saves the baby. No one knew that beforehand. So Amram was right. What's going to be? We throw him into the water. We don't know the end of this baby. We think all is doomed. What Miriam was showing is that she kept her faith at that point. From the Lashon of Yatziv, she stood, she held her ground, and others Merochek, from something that was so distant, she believed the Nevuah was going to come true. She believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still, even in this great time of darkness, she said, I know the Nevuah is going to come true. I know if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's all going to turn out for the best. And that's Vateisatza V'Achoisem Erochek. In other words, what this schus of Vateisatza V'Achoisem Erochek was not the schus of the chesed that she did in Shavuot, but it was the schus of her emunah, her firm emunah, her trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything was going to turn out well. The pasuk says, "Vatan lahem Miriam," that Miriam took all of the women, took them to the side, and they sang their own shira. What shira did they sing? Shira Lashem ki goy go. Truth is, Shira Lashem ki goy go was already sang. It was sang by the Moshe Rabbeinu and the men of Klal Yisrael. So that song was already sang. What did she add? She just repeated the song. What did she add by this shira? Or Like Rabbi Lichtenstein's question, Moshe Rabbeinu already sang also, so the sort of discussive Shira should have come to Moshe himself. So look at the psukim over there in Bishalach. It says, Vatigach Miriam Anavia Achais Aaron es ha-toif biyoda. She took already the toif, the drum. And they brought their instruments also. Where did they have instruments from? Where did the women all of a sudden come up with instruments? So the Shalah says, it's a similar pshat in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and Chazal already, that the Nashim in Mitzrayim, the women in Mitzrayim already had such emunah that they were going to get out safe from Mitzrayim, and that there will be a moment for them to sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they wanted to sing Shira the way Shira should be done, accompanied by instruments, playing instruments at the same time, and therefore they brought it out with them. And those are the essential, the part of the essentials which they had to bring out, they felt, with these instruments. And the Shalom says the women had that, which the men did not sort of have that confidence or that foresight to bring instruments with them. As a Chazal tell us in Seita, B'schar Nashim Tzidkaniyos, Sheb Mitzrayim, Nigulu Mitzrayim, that they provided for their men, they gave them food, they gave them drink, and they said, we have to have more children. They believed that they were going to get out of this situation in Mitzrayim. So the Ratan La Miriam, I think the addition here is, was B'supa V'mecheles. They sang the same song. That's the song to sing, Shur LaShem Ki Goy Goh. But what their Chiddush was, what they added here, was they accompanied themselves, they're singing song with the instruments. And the Torah is pointing out where they have these instruments. The instruments came from their extreme amunah that they had in the time of bleakness, in the time of darkness in Mitzrayim. And they went out in a haste, and Mitzrayim was chasing them, and they took the instruments with them. And that schus remained with them. So it's really one and the same. The schus of Miriam, Vatan La Miriam, Miriam being the leader of the women, Vatan La Miriam, was besupa v'mechaylois. What that schus had was that extreme emunah, even in a time of cheshech, that they know there's going to be a time of ar, and they could sing shira throughout, and then ultimately the real shira, that was the schus that Miriam had to provide mayim la'eda for 40 years. And that same schus was really beforehand. That same schus was 80 years earlier than that, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and he was thrown into a yam, he was thrown into the Yamsuf, which we can understand Amram's disappointment and his frustration and his almost giving up hope. His yish, we can understand that this is the end. There's no real hope in sight. And Miriam yet, she had that emunah. So it's the same schus emunah that she had over there by the yam, it was by the mayim, the same schus she carried over 80 years later when they went out of Mitzrayim. She infused the women of Mitzrayim to have the same emunah. And it's interesting to point out that Gemara which explains Vateisatza v'chayse meirachay, where did they get it from? From Batikach Miriam Hanaviyah. There's only one time in the Torah it says Miriam Hanaviyah, even though she was one of the Zion of Eos. One time it says Miriam Hanaviyah, and that's by the case of the Shira al Yamsuf. But that's where the Gemara comes from and says, what's Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah achayse Aaron? And there they point out as Miriam Hanaviyah, and there they point that she was achayse Aaron. Because it's the same connection. When she was Miriam Hanaviyah singing Shira LaYamsuf, that was the same who was Achais Aaron, who had that same emunah when her brother Moshe was thrown into the Yamsuf, and she too was still singing Shira, if we could say, even back then, Alayam. For those that like cute things that you find from names and words in Lashon HaKodesh, it's pointed out that the name Miriam is really Mayim with a Resh. How do you spell Resh? Resh Yud Shin. Backwards, that spells Shir. The Gemara tells us also, which brings out this point of Miriam, not only singing Shira in like when all Klal Yisrael sang Shira after the great Yeshua and after the great Nisim. the Gemara says that Miriam was zeichet to Bate Kehuna and Bate Malchus. Yecheved also, the Yecheved and Miriam who provided for the babies in Mitzrayim, right in the beginning of Shemais, it says Vayasla and Batim, Kadosh Baruch Hu provided them with Batim, which Bate Kehuna and Bate Malchus. So the Gemara in Saiti at Aleph and Bebe says, where's Bate Malchus? Where do we find that Malucha? Where do we find that there were kings who descended from Miriam? So the Gemara says that David HaMelech came from Miriam. David, Nami me Miriam Ka'asi. He came from Miriam. David is really the one that was always pointed out through his Tehillim. Both through the times of Tzara and through the times of Yeshua, he's always singing Kadosh Baruch Hu's praises. The place that's brought out Moses, you see David HaMelech says, Kais Yeshua Yisasa, when I can lift the case of Yeshua, when Hashem gives me Yeshua's, over Shem Hashem Echra, I call to Hashem then. And at the same David HaMelech says, Tzara V'yogein Emtza, I find myself with Tzaras, and yet over Shem Hashem Echra. That's David HaMelech, the Gemara is saying that he got this kayak from Miriam. It's an interesting Gemara in Sadi Bezim and Bezim Sanhedrin, Perichelek. The Gemara says that there was a point in time when Nebuchadnezzar was singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which his praises were so great that the Gemara says it was really undermining the praises of David HaMelech. And to the extent that Omer of Yitzchak, that if not for a Malach coming and smacking him in the face, Nebuchadnezzar, he would be Bikesh Laganes Kol Shirois V'Sishbach Sha'amed David B'Sefer Tehillim. And he was like going on at it's such an extremity in singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of he was making David HaMelech look bad. So Malach came and smacked him in the face. That doesn't seem very fair. You know, if that's what he's doing with his own free will, if he feels he can sing Shirat Hashem, it's not fair HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stop him, smack him in the face. So the Kutzke says of art, and he says, that's not the Peshat. Gemara says they just stopped him. He was singing Shira when all the good things were happening to him. So the Malach came and smacked him in the face. He gave him a few hard times in life. And he said, oh, let's see if you sing Shira even with such a matzav. Even when you have a smack, you have a patch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's see if you sing Shira even then. That only David HaMelech did. That came from the Kayach of Miriam. And this Kayach is the Kayach of the Be'er, the Kayach of Mayim. Be'er and Mayon is really the one and the same. You see the Torah interchanges it many times, especially if you look by Rivka, when she says she went by Torah, Kada ala Be'er, and went back to the Be'er, went to the Mayon. Mayon and Be'er is one and the same. It's this. It's a Mayon, it's a wellspring of water. And there's a line in the Medrash in Tehillim, the Medrash Eichetev, which says, "Kishem Shabbeer Neveya Mayim Chadashim Mechol Shah," just as a spring continues to give new water, continuously replenishing, giving new water Mechol Shah. Kach Yisrael Aimrim Shira Chadasha Mechol Shah. So too, this is a koyach that Klal Yisrael has, that we possess a koyach to continuously sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in times of darkness. And this kayak was taken by Miriam in the Perek Shira, which all the things in creation, the Shira that they sing, the end of the first day, it says the Mayon sings the Shira of Kapitel Pei Zayin Tehillim, which is Visharim Kemecholos Mayon. The Mayon sings a Yeshua about the Yeshuas of Hashem. The Mayon, the Lashon of the Medrash here is. No, I don't have the lashon of the medrash, but the Mayanois sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's this Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the koyach of Shira even b'shas or be'es tzara. So if that's the case, I think maybe we can understand why the Be'er still has to be around. Why the Be'er, wherever it's hidden, if it's in the Meitveria, if it's hidden, it goes around to all of the Mayim or the Mayanois, and every Matzai Shabbos, as the Ramah tells us, wherever it is. But in other words, this koyach that Miriam brought out into the world, and b'schus Miriam with this koyach of tremendous emuna, even b'shas tzara, where things look terribly bleak, yet that emuna could come out that there will be still the time, Yeshua's Hashem Kerafayim, where they will be able to sing Shira, which she displayed both when Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the Yam, and she displayed when they took out the instruments from Mitzrayim, that Koyach of Shira, which has a strong connection to Be'er, which has a strong connection to Mayim, because that's what Mayim represents. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Mayim, He created something that will continuously give new water forth, and will continuously give Shira, the Mashal of Shira. So that Be'er we need also. And as that Be'er we need, the Man we don't need, the Anani Akav we don't need, but the Be'er, that Skus of the Be'er, and the Koyach of the Be'er, which is sort of what a Yid could draw from that wellspring, can draw that Koyach of the Be'er to continuously sing Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in times of Tzara, whether it's Kesish or Isasa, whether it's Tzara of Yogin Emtsa, that Koyach of the Be'er, that we still have, and that we still need. Shabbos.